Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Radical Podcast with your hosts, Nico
and Michael.
Today, our topics are
coming out stories.
Yeah. Just pride in general.
Yeah.
So I guess we're starting with mine. Mine wasn't that eventful. Like, I guess my mom says she knew from, like, the very beginning. Well, not the very beginning, but, like,
yeah.
I had a huge tomboy phase where, like, I didn't even want to be called by my real name. Like, I'd force my mom to call me, like, a boy name or something.
What would she call you?
At one point, I made her call me Sam. Which was wild.
That's like, wacky.
And then, like, I stopped having my tomboy phase, like, in, like, sixth grade, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really bad, though. Like, I wore Minecraft shirts pretty much everywhere. And I did not, I refused to be called a girl. I'd just be like, bitch, I'm not a girl, I'm a boy. And then my brothers would be like, sissy, and I'd be like, I'm not your fucking sister, I'm your brother. And they'd ignore me and keep going, sissy, sissy. And it was wild. And then eventually I grew out of it in, like, sixth grade or something.
Yeah.
And, like, but it was wild. So my mom said she knew from that point that, like, I was going to be, like, trans or, like, bi or gay or something. And, like, one Christmas she bought me this lesbian necklace. And it had, like, two, like, little, like, the female symbols, you know,
mm-hmm. on like, it. Like, together.
Yeah. Like, together. And it had, like, this little... like... You're not going to get why we laughed unless you're here with us, but... Like, she bought me this lesbian necklace, and it had, like, a little container of, like, red and green glitter. And it had, like, the two, like, little female symbols together. And apparently she thought I was a lesbian. And then, like, at one point we were just sitting on the couch together. And she just went, so, what are you? And I just went, bisexual. And she's like, okay, cool. And then we stopped talking for the rest of the day. We didn't talk at all the rest of the day. But, like, my mom accepts me. Like, she's taking me and Michael to Pride. Okay. And, wait, no, Alexis is coming, too.
Yeah. And someone might else.
Well, look. The people that are going with us are you, me, you, Alexis, yeah. And my mom, and my little brother, who does not want to go because he doesn't like gay people. At one point, my mom gave him this huge speech, like, Luca, in this house... We love gay people. Your aunt's gay. Your sister's gay. And at that point, I was just like, whoa, hold on. You were there for it.
Yeah, I was.
Wasn't it fucking funny?
It was.
And now my mom's getting us, like a ton of shit for Pride.
Yeah. Like I only selected, like, four things. That's it.
My mom's getting you even more.
She is?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Okay, I'm getting this, like... bisexual shirt that says love is love in the, like, the bi flag colors. I'm getting a rainbow flower crown. Stop eating glass. What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Put it down. What the fuck? Okay, and then I'm getting a bunch, like, two, like, face tattoos that have a heart that's the colors of the bi flag, and then a few other things that I can't remember right now.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's getting me, like, a pan flag, like a 3x4
foot. Yeah, she's getting me one, too.
Really? Like, a
bisexual? A bi one.
Yeah.
A bi one.
I'm so excited because I'm gonna, like, wear it, like, as a cape, you know, like...
I am, too, yeah.
I'm so fucking pumped for this.
And then...
I'm getting, like, a small trans necklace, too, because we don't want my...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeehaw.
My mom said you could leave, like, the stuff there at my house with, like... Yeah. Yeah.
I'm probably only gonna leave the trans stuff because my mom knows I'm bi.
Yeah. So it's your turn.
Yes, it is my turn.
Strawberry.
I think yours is raspberry. Okay, so let's get to the story.
Strawberry.
Mine is strawberry. Anyway.
No, it's not. It's raspberry. Mine's strawberry. It's pink.
Okay. So my coming out story. Mine's a little personal,
I forgot
but
put on different shoes.
Who the fuck cares?
I'm gonna go put on.
Kaya, damn it! I might as well just tell the story. Anyway, while I was coming out, I was kind of having a mental breakdown with my mother. And after all that, she decided to give me a quote-unquote parental therapy session, I guess. And sorry, there was a fucking bee. Anyway, so, like, we were talking, and I told her that I was dating someone, and that definitely caught her attention, because I really never dated anyone at that time. Well, ever dated anyone until this person. And then she was like, ooh, who? And I got really nervous because it was a girl. And I was considering myself a girl. Well, I didn't come out as trans yet. So she always still thought I was a girl. And I considered myself a girl still at that time. But I was dating another girl. Okay, you get the story. And I didn't want to tell her, but she kept on nagging me, and then I told her the girl's name, and then she was like, oh, isn't that a girl's name? Welcome back, Kaya. And then she was like, isn't that a girl's name? And I was like, mm-hmm. And then she asked me if I was lesbian, and I said, no. And that was a really bad wheeze. And then she was like, how can you be dating another girl when you're straight? And I was like, well, I swing always.
Whee!
Whee! And then she got confused, and I'm like, okay, I like all genders. And she was like, oh. And then she wanted me to show a picture of my girlfriend, and then she was like, oh my god, it's that girl! I love that girl! She really did. And then, yeah. That's how I came out as pan. And my mom was completely fine with it. She was like, you know, I think your grandmother is a lesbian too. And then I asked my grandma about it, and then she was like, yeah.
She is?
Yeah, she's like bisexual.
Oh, wacky. Me too.
Because the last person, well, not the last person, but like, she has dated a woman.
Wow.
And she has also dated a man, so I'm pretty sure that she is bisexual. We all know about moms just miss. You know,
moms don't like including bisexuals.
Yeah.
Apparently. Like,
your aunt's gay. Your sister's gay.
My aunt's not even gay either. She's literally dating a man right now, Anthony.
Yeah.
Yes. Now it's time for your trans coming out story to my mom.
Oh, yeah. I still have not come out to my real mother, and if she listens to this fucking podcast...
She doesn't.
She probably won't. She is very uninterested in my social life other than the people I am dating. Anyway, I came out trans to Kaya's mom, and it was so hard for me. And then, as soon as I told her, she was like, okay. And I loved it. I'm like...
It was... Well, we were, like, preparing for Pride, too.
Yeah. Because I was like... Well, Kaya was like, this is the perfect time. You should fucking tell her. And I'm like, okay. So I was like, you can do this. There's fucking people here.
And then you just went, speaking of Pride Month.
Yeah, speaking of Pride Month. And then I stopped.
And then you were, like, struggling. My mom just stared at you while you were talking. And I was sitting there like, finally.
And I was like, being a weird, stuttery mess. I'd like to consider myself a boy.
That was so wacky. And then, after you left, like, the next day, my mom was like, so, is Michael... So, Michael's trans. And I was like, yeah. And then she was like, so, is he male to female?
Oh.
They're like, no.
She actually thought I was, like, a male to a female?
I guess. I mean, she asked me.
Wait.
It was wacky.
She just thinks I was a male this whole time. No, I am F to M, so just calm your tits, people. Please.
Oh, no, my aunt asked that, not my mom.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wowie. So that is my transgender.
My mom understood.
Yeah. Your mom is nice.
She
like
even started calling you like Michael.
Michael,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I had been calling you Michael and I didn't really care anymore.
Yeah, like even though she didn't know I was trans, she still like.
Because I had been calling you Michael by accident to my, like talking to my mom, so.
Yeah. And then eventually she like got used to it and stuff, so like, yeah. You know. And, oh yeah, I remember at the park when this little boy called me a boy.
Because I told him.
True, but still. Because they asked us if we were brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, yes.
No, at first he asked if we were brothers.
Really?
You're a fucking boy now. And then he went, no, are you sisters? And I was like, no, we're brother and sister.
Oh yeah.
And he believed us.
He did. Thank you, Kaya. That was a Yeehaw Gamer moment.
And then the emo girl.
The emo 9-year-old. That was great. That was great.
So, let's talk about our plans for the Pride Parade this month.
Yeehaw.
Next month.
This, yeah.
It's next month. Even though this month's, like, June.
Yeah.
And Pride Month. They decided to have it, like, in, July usually, because it usually rains.
Yeah.
At the beginning of June here.
Joke's on them. I don't think it rained on the 14th, did it?
It didn't. Mm. But, like, hey, we still get a Pride Parade. That's not a lot. Not a lot of other cities can say that.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Such as Alabama, probably.
Like, all of Alabama. And, like,
Kaya went to fucking Chick-fil-A.
I did, and it fucking sucked.
It was, like, straight.
Okay, so I went to Denver, and, like, we were stationed in Westminster in the hotel, and we were there for, like, a Billie Eilish concert, and...
Somebody is calling. My mom's calling.
Oh, no. Well, there goes Michael. Anyway, and then, so we were stationed in Westminster at a hotel, and, like, right next to, like, not right next, but, like, near the hotel, there was, like a big shopping plaza called Walnut Grove, and there was a Chick-fil-A there, and we stopped for, like, lunch on, like, the first day we were there. And I wasn't feeling too hungry, so all I got was Chick-fil-A fries and Chick-fil-A sauce. And it didn't taste that good. Like, it was Chick-fil-A waffle fries and stuff. And the Chick-fil-A sauce wasn't that all too special. It was just, like, it tasted like honey mustard. It wasn't that good. Tasted too much like straight people. But, like, yeah. Okay, what were we talking about before we went on? Okay, our plans for Pride. So, my mom... Okay, so... In our city, there's, like, a Pride parade every year. And it's in, like... It's right next to our civic center and stuff. It's pretty wild. There's, like, a ton of gays there. But a bunch of really cool people. Come on, get over here, you fucking loser. Stop having fun. We're supposed to be doing a podcast. And every year there's like a Pride parade.
Yeah.
Right next to the Civic Center. All the gays and gals go. At one point I forced my homophobic grandfather to drive me there.
Wait, we should tell about last year's Pride.
What all happened? Oh, you were throwing your fucking phone. So we went there, and it was, like, we went there late because it was raining that day.
Yeah.
And all the gays
were closing up.
Yeah, all the gays were closing down, so we decided to go in the lake because I told my grandpa it lasted till 6 because that was when the party was happening.
Yeah. Yeah, that, like, tiny little... Wait, Anthony dropped us off.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, at one point, my grandpa dropped me off for one, and I don't remember what one it was. But, like, we went... What one was the hotel?
The same one that we went to.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, we like, jumped into, like, the fucking lake that was there. Or the pond there. And Michael, do you want to tell the story?
Sure. So, we say that we fucking, like, you know, I fucking threw my phone into the lake. But no, I fucking slipped and fell on my head. And my... phone went flying into the lake, and then I had to go get it. It was wacky, guys.
And during the sleepover, it slowly got more corrupted until it died. I was, like, pleading help to one of my my friends on there as my screen was just slowly blacking out. That was the night we were talking about Jake at Perkins at 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When Taylor went with us. I remember that now.
Yeah.
And you got, like, a free popcorn.
Yeah, I did.
And then we talked to Jake from Perkins at 4 a.m.
That was fucking great. That really was. Those were some happy, wacky days.
So, yeah, you threw your phone in the lake. We went to the hotel. We went up and down the... Oh, yeah, wasn't Tiger there?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, she
yeah,
was.
Tiger was there. And we were going up and down the fucking elevator, and it was great.
It was.
We were just going up and down, like, floor one. And then you guys were freaking out.
Yeah. Wait, me and my friend Ayana? Yeah.
You two were freaking the fuck out.
We were.
And me and Tiger were like, wow!
And then we, like, decided to, like, stay on the floor because you guys were doing it so much.
Because it was fun. The British couple that got on with us at one point.
I never met a British person other than those people. It was really nice.
They were so cool. They were sitting there like, so, why are you guys here? And, like, we were like, well, we just came from the Pride Parade. And then the British people were like, oh, that's dandy. No, they weren't like that.
Oh, that's dandy.
But they were British. And they were really cool.
What'd they say when you said you went to the Pride?
I don't remember.
That's just dandy.
I think they were just like, oh, that's nice.
Teen Pride.
Oh, I'm done with my popsicle. There's a joke on it.
Fuck, I threw mine away.
Why couldn't the dog get the apple?
Why?
Because he was barking up the wrong tree.
Okay, my turn.
Time to litter.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What did the cheerleader drink before the big game?
Gatorade.
No. She's gay. A root beer. Cheerleader.
I get it. I just don't like it.
Oh, I love
my
jokes.
Socks. My socks are stained because I just fucking dripped my popsicle everywhere.
I'm bleeding.
Okay, we need to get back to the topic at hand.
Yes.
Okay, so what else are we doing for Pride this year? My mom's taking us.
Oh, yeah, and she's buying a bunch of shit.
Yeah, it's
wild.
Wait,
we already talked about that.
Yeah, but we did, but I want to talk about it more since this is the actual segment we're supposed to be talking about it in.
Yeah.
So my mom's buying me a bunch of stuff. She's buying me a bisexual shirt. Wait, we did talk about this already in this segment.
Yeah, but we can, like, talk about everything that we're getting.
So, flower headband, my bisexual shirt. I'm wearing these shorts that have, like, a rainbow on them. I bought them at Target. Use promo code RadicalPodcast for 50% off.
No, Kaya!
Off everything at Target.
No.
Especially the...
This is a fucking joke.
Especially the chairs.
This is a joke.
Especially the skirts from Cat and Jack.
This is a joke.
Cat and Jack is sponsoring this video. Use promo code RadicalPodcast for 50% off all items in the store.
Disclaimer, this is a joke.
No, it's not. Go buy it now. That's RatiCalPodcast for 50% off of Cat and Jack products. It's not a joke. Did I? No, I spelled out the entirety of radical.
Oh, that was fucking funny.
Well, that's the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed, man.
Yeah, man.
And so we have our first episode up, so go listen to that too.
Yeah, and if you're having a Pride Fest soon, I hope you enjoy that shit. Yeah. Unless you're not going, which is completely fine.
Yeah. And remember, have a radical day!